This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. The Alaska legislature Wednesday failed to meet 45 votes to override Governor Mike Dunleavy's state budget vetoes. In a joint floor session of the House and Senate, the vote was 37-1, with 22 members absent. Tribal leaders and directors of Native organizations across the state are urging lawmakers to override the more than $400 million cuts. They're concerned about the impacts to Alaska Native communities, including in areas of education, healthcare, and public safety. Victor Joseph, president of the Tanana Chiefs Conference in Interior Alaska, said in a recent statement elders and youth would be devastated by cuts, pointing to the importance of senior programs, which help pay for food, gas, and medicine. While in Nome, it's likely the youth facility, which helps at-risk young people from 28 surrounding communities, will close. Leaders with the Alaska Federation of Natives and Native Peoples Action are voicing concerns about the livelihood and rights of Alaska Native people. A joint floor session is scheduled for Thursday in Juneau. The St. Regis Mohawk Tribe in New York has scheduled three public meetings in the next 30 days to discuss a proposed medical marijuana ordinance. In 2016, tribal leaders authorized the tribe to explore legalizing medical marijuana. Since then, the tribe has taken steps to draft the ordinance. Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt wants to renegotiate gaming compacts with tribes in the state. In a recent editorial, the governor said he is seeking more revenue. Some tribal leaders have released statements saying it's a surprise to them. Chickasaw Nation Governor Bill Anitubby says they're evaluating the notice to tribes and considering options. The governor wants to start the process as soon as possible, saying there's a January 1st, 2020 deadline. A Crow storyteller has won a national award. Grant Bultell is one of nine recipients of the National Heritage Fellowship for Folk and Traditional Arts. Olivia Reingold has more.
When Bultell got a voicemail from Democratic Senator John Tester, he thought it was a prank.
Come in.
That's how much disbelief he was in when he heard he'd won an award for storytelling.
Yeah, you know, it was quite a surprise. I felt so good, you know.
Bultell says he knows over 500 stories. Many are about Crow history and culture, but some are about his family. Bultell grew up on a ranch in the Pryor Mountains. That's where he learned most of his stories, just by listening to his grandfather and other elders talk.
I loved the old ways and how they lived.
He wanted to be like them, and he says that made him different than other kids. Even today, he says he has a hard time getting people to listen. Even his wife Linda admits that she used to tune him out during his storytelling. Just listen to this.
First of all, is this one of the reasons that you fell in love with him?
No.
For the record, she said his stories had nothing to do with it. She says he was just too darn handsome. But now, this award has made her think.
I didn't care before, but now maybe I should learn about these stories.
And that's the crux of what this award means to Bultell. It's a symbol that even though his stories have been historically marginalized, they matter. It's a breakthrough gesture to his people, but also personally. That's because the award comes with a prize of $25,000.
I think it's going to change my life. There's some things that I want to do, and I'll be able to do it.
That starts with renovating his home in Crow Agency. He and his wife have been living with family in Hardin while they wait to make repairs.
We'll talk soon.
In September, though, they'll get away for a trip to Washington, D.C. That's where Bultell will be honored for his craft at an event that is free and open to the public. I'm Olivia Reingold.
And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by AARP. What AARP does might surprise you, like supporting the Association of American Indian Physicians Conference taking place August 8th through the 10th in Chicago. More at aarp.org/native origins. Trickster Gallery and American Indian Veterans welcome all veterans to Reconnect in Unity, the 5th Annual National Gathering of American Indian Veterans at Cantigny Park, Wheaton, Illinois, July 26th to 28th. TricksterGallery.com supports this show.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.